Today I would like you to turn in your Bible to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 5 at verse 1. Let's read this verse together. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him loveth God. Everyone that loveth Him that beget loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. I pray that you'll give me a hearing this morning. I have a very important lesson from the Word of God about faith and regeneration. Faith and regeneration. This one verse teaches us two vital truths that are taught throughout the Word of God. The first one is faith. You read in the text, whosoever believeth. The second one we see in this text is regeneration. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. These two truths are vitally connected. Let me read you another verse over in John chapter 5, verse 24. Our Lord says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, there it is again, there's faith, hath everlasting life, there's regeneration, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. One cannot believe without being born again, and one cannot be born again and not believe. God has married these two truths together, and both are vital to our salvation. Where you find one, you find the other. The text here in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, the text here blends these two truths together in delightful harmony. I want to ask you three questions today, and hopefully from this verse we can answer them. What is true faith? Secondly, how is it the proof of regeneration? And thirdly, how is it manifested in this life? So let's see if we can answer this first question. What is faith? What is true faith? When it speaks here in the text, whosoever believeth. What is true faith? Well, simply, it's God's ordained means to receive salvation. God has ordained this as the means to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, who is salvation. Now, why is faith in Christ Jesus so important? We read in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God. So why is faith in Christ Jesus so important? The man that is without faith is a man that is without Christ. And a man who is without the Lord Jesus Christ is a man who is without salvation. Salvation is in him. We read in this same chapter in verse 12, He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God does not have life. Now let me give you four things on this first point. What is true faith? The first thing we know, believing God is a duty and responsibility of every person because it's a command of God. In 1 John 3:23, we read this, and this is His commandment. Now notice that, commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another as He gave us commandment. Believing God is a duty and responsibility of every person because it is the command of God. Now, although every sinner has no ability to believe because of our sin, because of our spiritual condition by nature, although every sinner has no ability to believe God, no ability to come to God, no ability to rest in Him, yet it does not change the fact that God has commanded him to do so. So faith and believing God is a duty of every creature. Secondly, and yet we can say that faith is the sovereign gift of God. It's the gift of God. Now you know the scripture, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Faith in the scripture is never the product, as it's revealed in the scripture, faith is never said to be the product of a sinful nature. Although faith is the duty of the sinner, it is always spoken of as the gift of God. Believing God is the work of believing God is a work of God. In John 6:29, we read this: this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He has sent. Believing God, then, is the work of God. Faith in Christ is the fruit of God's elective grace. We read in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, "We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation." When? From the beginning. That's God's sovereign election, God's choice unto salvation. Now notice this, through sanctification of the Spirit, that's the new birth, and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel. Faith in Christ Jesus is the fruit of God's elective grace. It is a blessing of the covenant. It is the operation of the Spirit of God, we read in Colossians 2:12. It is the result. Now listen to me carefully. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the result of regeneration. Faith in Christ is because, and it is a result of, one has been born of God. Notice what that text says. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. One doesn't believe to be born. One believes because he has been born of God. We read in John chapter 1, verse 13, that we're born not of blood, not of our earthly inheritance, nor the will of man, nor the will of flesh, but we're born of God. Faith, my friend, is a gift of God. The third thing we know about faith, this God-given faith rests upon a person. Upon a person. Not a creed, not a profession, not a position. This God-given faith rests upon a person, Jesus Christ. It says in the text again, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ. This believing does not simply agree with the doctrines or give mental acknowledgement to the truth. The devils have done that. We read in Luke chapter 4, the devils also came out of many and crying out, saying, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of God." The devils acknowledge that God is God, but rather this saving faith rests upon a person, just not acknowledging the truth, but resting upon Christ. It's to believe Him with the heart that He is all that God says He is, and to fully rest upon Him as our only and all of our salvation. We believe who He is as revealed in the Word of God. It says here that Jesus is the Christ. Or we can render it this way. The Savior is the anointed of God in all His office, and we trust Him. He is the prophet that Moses said would come and reveal unto us the will and the mind and the purpose of God. He is that priest forever after the order of Melchizedek who made effectual atonement for us. We read in this same epistle that He was manifested to take away our sin, and in Him is no sin. He is the priest that came to make a satisfying substitutionary sacrifice to put away our sin. He is that prophet. He is that priest. He is God's King, whom God set over all things. The Father loveth the Son and giveth all things into His hand. Those who are born of God gladly submit to Him, gladly bow to Him. Now I ask myself and you this question. Is He my prophet? Is He my priest? Is He my Lord? Saving faith and real, genuine faith bows to the Lord Jesus Christ in all of His offices, bows to Him, loves Him, and says He's altogether lovely. True faith is total reliance upon a person, Jesus Christ. You know, this word in the text here, believeth, means to fully trust. To totally commit. That's what Paul said. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him. This word believe means to fully trust, to totally commit, to be persuaded of, to place confidence in, and reliance upon the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And that's what saving faith does. Like Paul said in Philippians 3, he counted everything but loss and ruin that he might win Christ and be found in Him. Salvation's in a person, my friend. It's to believe Christ and to rest in Him. And that's what saving faith does. Now, here's our second question. Wherever this faith exists, it is a proof of regeneration. Wherever this faith exists that rests in a person and all that God says Christ is, and resting fully in Him, through faith, wherever this is found, Wherever this faith exists, it is the proof of regeneration. Notice what the text said. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born. Not will be born, but is born. Has life. Has salvation. This saving faith only exists in the regenerated soul. In the soul that's begotten of God. Now, how can I know I'm born of God? Being born of God is essential to enter into the kingdom of God. He said, no man can see except he be born again. No man can enter into the kingdom of God unless he's born of God. I need this birth from above. Now, how can I know? How can you know that I'm born of God? I'm begotten of God. That I'm regenerated by God, the Holy Spirit. Well, let me ask you this question. What do you think of Jesus Christ? What do you think of Him? Is He everything to you? Is Christ your all, or is He just something? Is He just a doormat, a fire escape, or is the Lord Jesus Christ everything to you? It is a certain teaching of Scripture that those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ are saved and not condemned. Those who believe Him are saved, my friend. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 12, we read again, He that believeth on the Son has what? Life. And he that believeth not the Son of God hath not life. In verse 20 we read, And we know the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and this is eternal life. We read in John 3:18, He that believeth on Him is not condemned. In John 3:15 we read, Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. In John 3:36 we read, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. There is no condemnation to those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ. This saving faith only exists in regenerated souls. Now, this is not promoting the fatal idea of easy believism. Nor is it promoting presumption. My friend, it's not presumption to believe God. And those who believe God and believe the Lord Jesus Christ and rest in Him, believing His Word, they are saved. They have received by God's grace, and they're enjoying by God's mercy, by the gift of faith wrought in the soul, and this saving faith that's given of God and wrought in the soul and worked in the soul simply lays hold on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is salvation, who is life. Wherever this faith exists, it is a proof of regeneration. Those who believe God are born of God, and those are the only people who do. Now, in closing, let me ask you this question. Thirdly, how is this faith and regeneration manifested? Well, the text plainly answers this. Let's read it again. 1 John 5:1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth Him that begets, loveth God who has begotten us unto life, loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. How is faith and regeneration manifested in this life? We love God because He first loved us, and we love one another. Life is the reason for love. We have been called by effectual grace, quickened by the Holy Spirit, made new creatures in Christ, and the fruit of the Spirit in us is love. That's what Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 teaches. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, these things. They're the fruit of the Spirit, not the product of the flesh. In 1 John 4:7 we read, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Verse 20 in that chapter. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God in whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Believers love God because he first loved us. And believers also delight to love one another And this love is the evidence. He said, by this shall all men know you're my disciples, that you love one another. Believers delight to love one another and forgive one another because of the work of salvation that God has wrought within us. The apostle put it this way in Philippians 2, verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, he's born of God. And everyone that loveth Him loves God. They also love those who are begotten of God. That's how this faith and regeneration is manifested in this life. We love God and we love one another.